WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number three of the program here on Monday morning. And normally we would be joined by New Bedford City Council President Shane Burgo, but he's taking this week off for the holidays. He'll be back with us next week for his final appearance with us as the council president. He will be with us to kind of wrap things up and take your calls. And it'll probably be the last time you can call in to give him abuse for a while. I'm sure he'll still try to work out some times to come in every now and then, or at least call in and keep us up to date with things, you know, the same that we offer to any counselor. I think any counselor knows they can always come on and talk about whatever issues they would like to discuss. Most of them have my number. They should all have my number. Probably going to get it to James Roy, but everybody else has my number. And yeah, just text me anytime you want to come on, counselors, and we'll make the time for you, unless I have another scheduled guest. But it is New Year's week. So we'll be here today, tomorrow, and then we're taking Wednesday, Thursday, Friday off again. I know some of you were very upset about it. I read the comments online calling us lazy, saying, you guys got easy jobs. Why can't you go to work? We do. We do have easy jobs, but everybody needs time off. Everybody deserves a little holiday break, and so we'll do that again this week. Also, Chris McCarthy is going to be off today. Ken Pittman is filling in for him. He has an appointment today that he has to go to. So Ken Pittman will be in for him today. Barry is taking some time off. He's using up the last of his vacation days. So Brian Thomas will be filling in for him today and tomorrow. So you won't have Brian's beat, but you'll have Brian on the beat during Barry's show. Also, I had mentioned earlier, I will be going in for gallbladder surgery that will be removed. Just some, you know, I'll find out this week. Probably they'll call me this week and set a date. And then maybe next week, depending on, you know, with the holidays, with the New Year's holiday, you know, when they can call. But then I'll just be out probably for a couple of days, maybe a day or two. We'll see how quickly they'll let me get back. See, if it was up to me, I would, you know, do the show from my hospital bed that morning, waiting to go into surgery, and then I would do it from home the next day. But the doctors are going to say, yeah, just take a day or two off. And then, you know, the question comes up, well, Tim, why are you so open about all of your health issues? Why do you talk about it? Well, because, listen, I thought about it. I thought about it when I was diagnosed with the kidney cancer. I thought about not talking about it. I said, yeah, it's nobody's business. Nobody cares. It's going to seem like I'm just trying to feign sympathy from people if I bring it up. And I realized that's not the way to handle it. That this show, this platform, this ability to speak to you is a way to, you know, be honest with you and let you know about my health journey so that maybe you don't take for granted, you know, the health issues that you might be having, anything to get it checked out. And so, you know, I can use this as a way to advocate. And that's why every March, you know, we have Kidney Cancer Awareness Month discussions. That's why every October I do the Cancer Walk, the Podkawa 5K. Because I think it's important to share this so that you all feel more comfortable about some of the things you might be going through. I certainly don't do it because I want you to feel bad for me, because it's a gallbladder. Lots of people have had it, though. It's not a big deal. I just want to be honest. And plus, you know, you never know. You miss a day and rumors start. Then my phone starts blowing up with people be like, are you all right? Are you coming back? When are you coming back? So it's better to just be honest and let you know. The day I had the first real attack last, I think it was Valentine's Day or the day after, I forget what it was, but it was February of last year, and I missed the show. I had turned my phone off because I was trying to get some sleep in the hospital. Not turned it off, but like I had it on silent, and I woke up to like 50 messages. It's like, what if I was just sick? What if I just woke up with a sore throat and couldn't talk? But anyway, I try to be upfront with you. And I will be upfront about one thing too. Man, do I wish that I didn't have to keep it to a diet that wouldn't aggravate the gallbladder right now, because I really, really, really want to go to Tiki Port in what is now its final 3 days in existence. Tiki Port in Hyannis, one of the last real Polynesian palaces out there, with the fountains and the statues and the little cabinet where you can buy the scorpion bowl to take home. You know, like the actual bowl, all those things, which was a genius thing for Chinese restaurants to start selling those, because so many people stole them. Like, people would finish off the scorpion bowl and be like, let's take the bowl. So now you can just go buy yourself one. And it's like super cheap to buy that stuff. It's like $12. But it is the final few days of Tiki Port after almost 50 years in business. And then do we really, how many of those like real true Chinese restaurants like that are left? I mean, obviously the granddaddy of them all is Kowloon, and even that's going to be closing down eventually, so that they can level that, build the two new apartment buildings they're going to build on that site, and then put the new Kowloon in the first level of one of those buildings. And it's not going to be anything like it is now. Do you think that the new one's going to have a boat in the middle of the dining room? There's a boat in the middle of the dining room of the Kowloon. There's a whole area of just, you can walk in off the street to get your takeout, but also buy souvenirs. There's multiple bars. There's multiple levels. You're not going to get that anymore. Even though it's, every time I go there, it's filled. But nowadays, Chinese restaurants are small places. You know, places with a few tables and mostly doing takeout business. And then, of course, I say, well, I hope they auction off those gold statues, because I'd love to buy one, but I could never afford one. Nor would I have the space. But it would look nice in my storage unit right next to my piece of the Hong Kong Island roof. But yeah, you're just not going to see those places anymore. And I was having this conversation with someone over the Christmas holidays of, you know, these destination restaurants are few and far between now, where the meal was almost secondary to the experience, you know? Like when you go to, say, Nordic Lodge, and you drop the $150 or whatever it is to go to their buffet, it's not just about the food, right? It's about the experience. It's about the story. When you go to a historic old place, you know, when you go to like the White Horse Tavern or something, you know, it's not just about the food. It's about the experience of being in this 300 and something year old building. When you go to, say, Wright's Chicken Farm, the food is average. But it's the whole going down and sitting down with people that you don't even know and all this stuff. and the family style service and all that, like, you know, it's the experience, it's the story. And we just don't have those kind of places anymore. I mean, now they've just opened up, what's it, Silverstone Castle, something like that. The one in Swansea? Seekonk, Swansea, one of those ones. Somerset, I don't know, one of the S-towns. And it's an actual castle, and they have all kinds of stuff in there. And a very eclectic food menu. So there, you're getting the experience in addition to the meal. But you just don't have a lot of places like that anymore. And certainly not with Chinese restaurants, which has become a predominantly takeout business now. And I don't know why that is. Is it that the restaurants wanted to streamline operations? They were like, hey, we do a lot of takeout business. We do more takeout than we do people dining in-house. Why are we spending all the money to run this large restaurant when we could just be doing takeout only? Or is it that they just decide from the start, like, we're just going to be a takeout business and not worry about the in-house dining? Or is it our fault? Did we want to stop going to the Chinese restaurant and just take it out, just do takeout? So they said, well, why are we bothering to run these places? Now, I know I could go to Tiki Port and still have a relatively, you know, I could find a way to have a low-fat meal. I could find a way to not have any fried food, and certainly don't need the alcohol and all the things that would flare up my gallbladder and cause me issues, and still go, and maybe I will. But I kind of want to say goodbye to it the same way I would always go to it, you know, with the poo-poo platter and the egg foo young. Although last time I went, they didn't do the pineapple at the end. I was a little disappointed in that because they were like the last place that was still doing that I was aware of. But yes, your final 3 days. Today, tomorrow, Wednesday, and then that's it. No more Tiki Port. So if you've never been, get yourself there. If you like those, what I call the Polynesian palaces, the Chinese restaurants where they, you know, have the decorations and they have the atmosphere and they have the waiters in the Hawaiian shirts where they keep coming over and pouring you more and more and more and more and more and more and more tea. Where they never let your water glass go empty. Where up until COVID, they had that bread. That all came from, there was one place that made that bread for all the Chinese restaurants. And they shut down. So now you don't get the bread anymore. But man, wasn't it great to have that bread and dip it in the duck sauce? So if you want to experience the end of an era, you have just 3 days left. And we were talking about it at Christmas because we spent a few Christmases there when I was a kid. We had Christmas dinner there a couple times when I was a kid. I think three or four years. Going to Hyannis. First, we lived in Plymouth, so we would go there, you know, because it was still relatively close. Then we lived in Wareham. Oh, sorry. Then we lived on the Cape. So then we lived in Sandwich. We were even closer. But we'd go to the Chinese restaurant for a Christmas dinner and then go to the movies. And my dad brought it up. I still remember going there, getting dinner, and then going to see Home Alone. So, again, end of an era. 508-996-0500. DSY says, where is Kowloon? It used to be in downtown New Bedford. No, that's not Kowloon. Kowloon's in Saugus. It's always been in Saugus. And it's only got a... I don't know how long it is. They haven't put a countdown on it yet. They just said that it's going to close. The original plan was it was going to close for good, because the next generation wasn't interested in running it. But now the talk is they're going to build a new one inside one of these two new apartment buildings they're building. And while the food will probably still be just as good, the atmosphere is a big part of it. I brought a few people there who have said, I love this place. And then I brought a couple of people there who said, I don't get it. So I guess it's not for everybody. But if you want to take the trip to Saugus, yes, you can go all the way up there. It's right on Route 1, across from Hooters, a little down the street from the old Hilltop Steakhouse, which is, of course, gone. That's been turned into apartments, but they kept the sign. The sign is still out there, the old Hilltop Cactus. So you could still go up Route 1 and see all the neon lights and all that kind of stuff. It's not nearly as much as it used to be, but still fun. Speaking of neon signs, remember the Fontaines or Topsies, depending on what you called it, but the old chicken sign where the chicken would move his, like his wing was basically calling you to come into the restaurant. The guy who owns that sign now is also the guy who owns the Revere Copper and Brass Paul Revere sign. He collects old neon signs. So still out there. It's in good hands. All right, I got to get a break in here. 508-996-0500. If you want to call in and chime in, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. We will be right back. Baby, you send me And welcome back in. Upgrading your home's energy efficiency can feel overwhelming, but with C2S Energy, you don't have to go it alone. Their certified experts handle everything from assessing your home to recommending the right solutions, whether it's insulation, windows, roofing, or high-efficiency heat pumps. They even navigate the rebate process for you, making it simple to qualify for savings up to $16,000. Trust the team that knows the programs, the products, and how to maximize your comfort and savings. Visit C2SEnergy.com and let C2S Energy do the heavy lifting. All right. It's good time to go into the newsroom, get all the top stories of the day from Mike Roberts. Then on the other side, we can talk about it. 508-996-0500. Take it away, Mike.
The Arctic weather is back for most of the country. Nancy Pelosi reflects on her career and an extra ball drop this year.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
President Trump says leaders of both Russia and Ukraine want to make a deal to end the war. Trump made the comment alongside Volodymyr Zelensky ahead of their meeting at Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach. The talks come as Ukraine's capital came under assault by Russian drone strikes that have killed at least two people and injured about 20 others. More dangerously cold weather is coming to the Midwest and Northeast.
Forecasters say another Arctic cold front will be dipping into the central U.S. this week, causing temperatures to plunge from Des Moines to Boston starting Monday and lake effect snow in the Great Lakes area. Daytime highs will be in the 20s and 30s throughout the region through New Year's Day, with highs in the single digits in the upper Midwest. The extreme cold will be a radical shift from the spring-like weather across the region on Christmas week. I'm Jim Forbes.
One pilot is dead, another critically injured in South Jersey after their helicopters collided in midair. It happened just before 11:30 on Sunday, 2 miles from the Hamilton Municipal Airport. That's about 35 miles southeast of Philadelphia. Social media footage that's been going viral shows a chopper spinning down into a wooded area near Basin Road and the White Horse Pike, with one erupting in flames. The FAA said that there were no passengers on board. The NTSB will lead the investigation into what happened. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she wants to be remembered for helping pass the Affordable Care Act.
Pelosi told ABC's This Week the legislation is a key part of making sure Americans have health coverage.
I think that it was just made a big change in terms of what working families need for their health and their financial health. We'll continue to have that fight.
Pelosi, the first and only woman to serve as Speaker of the House, announced last month she would not be running for re-election. The 85-year-old has been in politics for nearly four decades, representing her San Francisco-based district. I'm Lisa Carton.
France is mourning the death of legendary actress Brigitte Bardot. At the age of 91, French President Emmanuel Macron paid tribute to Bardot, saying she embodied a life of freedom. In a social media post, Macron wrote, "Her films, her voice, her dazzling glory, her initials, her sorrows, and her generous passion for animals will be remembered." Macron added, "We mourn a legend of the century." In his post, Macron acknowledges Bardot's face, which became the Marianne, the symbol of the French Republic. Bardot died yesterday. A second New Year's Eve ball drop is scheduled in Times Square, New York's crossroads to the world, to usher in 2026.
Should old acquaintance be forgot?
It'll be held in Times Square at 12.04 a.m. after the first ball drop and the playing of Auld Lang Syne. The 12,000-pound crystal ball will rise again, lit in red, white, and blue, followed by a patriotic confetti drop to mark the founding of America in 1776. It's a preview of what's to come for the America 250 celebration. There'll be a second Times Square ball drop on July 3rd, the first time in 120 years, at a time other than New Year's Eve. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
WBSM Sports, brought to you by John C. Law.
The Patriots crushed the Jets 42-10 yesterday. Drake May with five touchdowns. The Portland Trail Blazers over the Celtics last night, 114-108. And the Bees are in Calgary with the Flames tonight at 9.
Now your WPRI 12 forecast, brought to you by the Ultimate Men's Clinic.
Lots of clouds and showers today, 50, down to 26 tonight, chilly and breezy. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, 29. Cloudy, light snow likely on Wednesday, 30. I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app.
This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
Back in. That is Primitive Radio Gods with their song Standing Outside a Broken Phone Booth with Money in My Hand, wishing I had somebody to call, but I can't, so I'll just dial the operator and pretend like I'm having a human interaction. I think some of that part I made up. Some of that title I made up. 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. And listen, you may have missed out on the tax credits for going solar because they expire in just a couple of days. So it's too late. You waited too long. But how about getting your entire solar system for free? One Massachusetts or Rhode Island homeowner will win a completely free solar system from Isaacson Solar. No purchase is required. No lease or power purchase agreement is needed. No strings attached. This system is valued up to $50,000 and will be professionally installed on your home at no cost to you. Isaacson will choose a winner on February 2nd, but the only way to win is to enter. Visit isaacsonsolar.com, click on the giant enter to win button, and fill out their online entry form. You must be a homeowner in Massachusetts or Rhode Island to qualify. That's the Isaacson Solar free solar system giveaway going on now through February 1st. You can enter online at isaacsonsolar.com, I-S-A-K-S-E-N, isaacsonsolar.com. So 508-996-0500 is my number. DSY says there was a Kowloon Chinese restaurant on Acushnet Avenue years ago. I don't remember ever hearing about that. And if there was, I don't think it was related to the Wong family. Is that familiar to anybody else? Give me a call, 508-996-0500. It would be the first I've ever heard of it. I'm not saying it isn't true, but I would have thought somebody would have brought that up to me by now. You can send app chat messages as well, open line voicemails too. But there's a story, a sad story, that came out of Leominster over the weekend. It actually happened back on Friday. Police were called to a home on Union Street in Leominster just before 3 p.m. following a 911 call. This from WCVB.com. The Leominster Police Department, various units of the Massachusetts State Police, including the Crisis Negotiation Unit and a canine unit, responded to this residence. And following the arrest of the man who had an hours-long standoff with law enforcement, police found the body of a Leominster woman inside the residence. So the man was taken into custody. He's expected to be arraigned today. But the Worcester County District Attorney's Office said that due to the domestic nature of the incident, no names or additional information was being released. So any more information will come out after the arraignment, which is expected to happen today. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning. Yeah, there was a Kowloon down there.
Really?
It was really, really good. And it wasn't a real huge one, but when we first moved here in like 69, I was younger. I wasn't working down there yet. My father used to go there all the time. And then we started going there, but he likes their, I don't know if you like chicken livers, but he loved their chicken. The first thing he had there was a chicken liver chow mein. He loved it. Everything they had there was really good. And they compared it to the one in Saugus, but it was a smaller version. And their last name was Wong. Well, it was a lot, you know, a lot of Wongs, but I mean, and they were there for like 50 something years.
Really? I wonder why nobody's ever brought that up to me before.
They closed it in 97, it said. I Googled it because I forgot what year they closed. But they said 97. I think it was earlier than that, though.
I'll have to check in with Andy over at the Kowloon and Saugus and ask him if they were related.
I don't know if they were or not. They just said,
Kowloon's a pretty common phrase in Chinese.
They spell it O-O-N on the end.
Right.
Yeah.
It's an area of Hong Kong, but also it means nine dragons. I found that out one time. Nine dragons.
Yeah. Yeah. And then they it was a lounge too. They had a lounge in there also. And but it was really, really good food. I liked it. They used to also on Rockdale Avenue, there was a really good one, York Wong. But that caught on fire.
So did the New Bedford Kowloon have New Bedford wings? Since the one in Saugus has Saugus wings,
I don't think so. I don't know. I forgot, it was so many years ago. But that I went there, it was really good. Then they had Bamboo Garden downtown. Downtown was that was good. I don't know if you ever been there.
No.
Bamboo Garden. That was on near the.
You know what? We did get takeout from it when I worked at the Standard Times, right? Because it was open then.
Yeah, it was right next to Rite Aid. Down there in downtown. Now it's closed, but it did close probably about 3 or 4 years ago. But they were very good there too. That was like an old fat, you know, like a really good, real good Chinese food, not that takeout, not the small little tiny places.
Mary says she used to get stuffed pork chops at Kowloon.
Stuffed pork chops? No kidding. I know they used to have American food there. They used to have the hamburger steak and onions and things like that and cutlets and all things like that if you didn't like Chinese.
So when I
other people.
When I was in high school, I lived in the Cremisa section of Wareham, and at the end of Cremisa Road on Marion Road, Route 6, there was a little Chinese restaurant there, which was called back then China Gold. Now I think it's the family that owns the Ying Dynasty. I think it's the same family now.
My sister lives right near there.
So
my brother-in-law still lives near there.
I used to go there all the time with my buddy who lived across the street from me, and we'd walk up there before we drove. We had our jobs at the diner, and, you know, we made our $4 an hour or whatever it was. And so every once in a while, I'd be like, let's go up there. And so we'd go to get Chinese food. And I would get Chinese food. He always got a cheeseburger at the Chinese restaurant. He does not like, well, at the time, he did not like Chinese food. So he would just get you know, he'd get like a burger and fries or something.
Yeah, they were good there. They were good there before it was Ying's Dynasty, when it was the regular, I forgot what the other name was. You said it was what before that?
China Gold, I believe it was called.
Yeah,
back when
it was really good. It's still open. I think they opened at 4 or something like that. But my brother-in-law, they live on the beginning of Cremisa, they have a liquor store, and they just, it's right over there.
This is just everybody trying to get me to go to Tiki Port tonight and get Chinese food.
I know, I would if I were you. Just get it. Just get something like, I don't know, what can't chow mein, no? We can't have that.
Yeah, I'd have to keep it light. I mean, I'm sure if I only had a little bit of something and didn't overdo it, I'd be okay. But I also don't want my last Tiki Port meal to not be what I love the Tiki Port. I just went there.
Suffer for one day.
I just went there on Halloween, and I had all my favorites. So, you know, maybe I just need to let that be my final visit.
Just go in and buy your scorpion bowl.
I mean, I might just walk in and be like,
not to drink, just to buy the one you said it's for sale there.
I might just walk in and be like, okay, guys, come on, tell me the truth. How much for the statue? How much for the statue? I want to take it home.
They might just give it to you.
So
you're a really good customer since you were a little kid.
I know that everybody wanted the Golden Buddha from Hong Kong Island when it closed, and I forget who it was that actually got it, but somebody got it.
Oh, I love that place on Hong Kong Island too. That was good.
Yeah, I have now to remember it is a piece of the roof. And if you smell it, it still smells like fried Chinese food, yeah.
No kidding.
Yep.
Yeah, I used to go there all the time with my sister because they lived in Wareham. But now what, it's a parking lot.
Yeah.
That's a shame, huh? And that was one of all the good Chinese restaurants from years ago, the real, real good food. And not that fast food, like, I'm not going to name any places, but you know, the ones that are in some of them in the plazas. Things like that. But so you had a nice Christmas?
I did. How was yours?
Oh, very nice. Really, really, really nice. It's always nice. We had Christmas Eve, a bunch of people over, and then Christmas Day was a little quieter, thank God, because my brother makes a red punch, he calls it, a big, huge punch bowl with a different kind of punches and a ton of vodka.
I go back to what the caller said in the first hour. You know, I just want to get through it without any fights. Just have it be nice and peaceful, and it was.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Asbos is always nice and peaceful. That's good. Would you take your son for dinner?
Actually, we go to a Chinese buffet. So
down here?
No, he lives in Taunton, so we go out that way. But we went
to the one out there.
We went to the Chinese buffet, and you know, I was like, okay, I got to be careful what I eat here. So, but that one has sushi, so I just had sushi.
Oh, I don't like sushi. No. The whole family likes it, but me. Even the
I had sushi.
Like
I had a little baked fish. I had some shrimp. You know, I kept it pretty basic.
Very good. And I'm glad you made out. Well, when you don't know when you're going for your
they're gonna call me this week and let me know.
That's good. Get it over with, and then you can go to find another restaurant. You gotta try the one I told you about, Gumbo's.
Yeah, I still haven't been there. Yeah,
it's really, really good there. They just don't have the statues.
Well, once I don't have the gallbladder, I'll go there.
There you go. Well, happy new year
to you as well.
Have a nice vacation.
Thank you so
Bye-bye.
Much. All right. Now let's take another call here before I got to take a break. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, Jim. How you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. Yeah, the car loan, I remember it downtown in Bedford. It was in two places. It was on Acushnet Avenue for a while, next to the old telephone building. And then it moved up to Purchase Street. And then, of course, when downtown basically went down, it moved out of there. But it was good food. I knew a lot of people that would come from, like, the Dartmouth and Westport area and drive all the way to Kowloon. And I worked downtown, and I went there quite a bit. I had a good time. Of course, once it closed down, all the rumors spread about it. But other than that, it was a good place. Not fancy and nowhere near like Kowloon up toward Boston way, but it was good.
Yeah, I mean, that's what people, you know, people always have something negative to say about Chinese restaurants for some reason. You know, like I saw somebody post, they're, obviously with New Year's Eve coming up, there's a lot of people that want Chinese food. So they're posting in these local town groups and restaurant groups saying, you know, where can I get good Chinese? And it was a, and so I saw somebody post like, where can I get Chinese where the rice isn't going to move? I was like, come on, don't be a jerk.
Seriously. Well, that was like in the old days, we had Chuck's China, the North End, which was like the king of Chinese restaurants. But, of course, once it closed down, it was a horrible place. It was this and that. So it's like, I just guess people like tearing down Chinese restaurants once they're gone.
Yeah, no, and they're never allowed to close because somebody wants to retire or because, it always has to be, got shut down.
Your idea, they found cats in the freezer.
Right, yeah. You ever notice how there's no stray cats in that neighborhood?
Oh, what do you think that is? Well, probably the rats ate them all. Who knows?
Right.
All right. Well, Jim, you have a good day, brother.
You too. With you. Take it easy.
Bye-bye.
All right, I got to get a break in here. 508-996-0500. We will be right back.
Yeah, I think she knew what I wanted to hear. Spin them around like a wheel on fire. Walking on tightrope and love's how I. Fatal attraction is where I'm at. There's no escaping me. I just wanna be close to you. And you are the things you want me to.
Welcome back in. 508-996-0500. Real quick. HIS or his and Wareham says, Tim, you have already talked about Charlie Wong. Have you already talked about Charlie Wong's? I think I have the name right. It was upstairs on Purchase Street. After basketball practice at the old New Bedford High School, we'd get a chow mein sandwich and a Coke. Great memory. Yeah, chow mein sandwiches are a great thing to have, I think, after basketball practice. They're a great thing to have anytime. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hi, I'm sorry for calling back again.
That's okay.
You got me going on the Chinese stuff. Oh, by the way, I saw Maxie Priest. I have pictures of him.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, at Mohegan Sun. And I just saw him at the Melody Tent. I love him. Anyways, no one mentioned the China Royal in Fall River. That was a big one. Did you ever know about that one?
I was aware of it, but I don't think I ever went.
And there's the Oriental Pearl still on... in Westport.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't like Kowloon's, but a lot of people liked it. I thought it was kind of dirty. For me, anyway, I never ate there. It grossed me out. But a lot of people love their food. I know a girl that loved the shrimp wrapped in bacon.
Yeah, the food is amazing. I don't recall it being dirty, at least not the times that I've gone. I mean, it's very busy.
The
New Bedford one. Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I never went to that one, so.
Yeah, I don't find out if they're related, but anyway.
I just messaged Andy a few moments ago to find out.
You're funny. You're right on. You're right on, Tim. Anyways, I wanted to wish you a happy new year.
To you as well.
And better health and good health in the new year.
Right back at you.
And what's the schedule now for the same thing as you did for Christmas on the radio station?
Yep. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we'll be off. We'll have syndicated programming for you.
And back on Monday.
Yep. Well, no. The Saturday crew will be in too. So we'll be live Saturday and then back to Monday. On Monday, things will be all back to normal.
But the Happy Bible Church is live?
That'll be on Sunday, yes.
Yeah, that's a new one every week, right? Because mm-hmm. I listened to it this week too. Okay.
All right.
Happy New Year to you.
To you as well.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And special guest producer on last week's edition of the Happy Bible Hour, me. I got to step in for, Jason usually does that with Pastor Artith, but he was out sick, so I stepped in and filled in, and I got to be part of that show. So now I can say I was part of the 100-year history of the Happy Bible Hour. So, of course, I don't know anything about what Pastor Artith was talking about, but it was still inspirational to hear. All right, I do have one more break I got to get in before the end of the hour. Let me do that. Then we're going to have Ken Pittman filling in for Chris McCarthy. Chris will be back tomorrow. He just has an appointment today. And so he'll be back with you tomorrow. And then we'll have Brian Thomas in for Barry the next 2 days because Barry's using up the last of his vacation days. And, of course, Howie Carr after that. But right now, got to get this break in. We'll be right back.
If you fought it, don't live in the past. I blink my eyes and the moment is over. I guess another day has passed. But it's just another day. It's just another day.
And welcome back in. It is just another day, but that's all right, because my day is, well, it's actually just beginning, but I'll be turning things over to Ken Pittman. He's going to be filling in for Chris McCarthy. I'll be back tomorrow. And then, of course, we'll be off Wednesday, Thursday, Friday this week. Our last